Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette. Vierks.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Freedom, one of your most empowering possessions. No limitations, no compromises, no restrictions. Just a wide open road, TC trailer, and freedom. TC Trailers believes there's no journey like the open road, and no road is too long with the right trailer. It may look like they sell trailers, but what they really provide is endless possibilities. Visit tc-trailers.com or stop in their fully stocked showroom or in-house repair shop. And remember, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines. Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Boone's best in ag information. Boone 102.7 FM, WILO.
Good Friday music right there. I try. I just got to take it in for a second.
You got a low Santana, man.
WILO Party Line, presented by our friends at Big Deals. Save money now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Big O Tires in Lebanon, Bierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Carroll County, Clinton County, Boone County, DailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers. Marshan's Window Tinting, they stick it where the sun shines. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. And TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, which will be put up again later, is brought to you by Culligan Water, TC Trailers, Pagan Pen, Timber Frame Builders, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center in Frankfort. We welcome our guest, our second guest today, Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Sommer. How are you today, sir?
I am well.
It's a Friday going into the weekend. No big plans for the weekend for you folks?
No big plans. Things to do at home.
I figure like in your career, when you get done on a Friday afternoon, maybe you just like to go home and totally veg. Is that true?
Well, there are days that are like that. Not necessarily just a Friday that I would limit that to.
I just figured that was kind of at the end of the week. So, but yeah, I hear you. All right. Well, we are moving into the warmer weather season. At least we hope so. I know that today is much cooler than it was yesterday, and the weather is not quite as nice. But is it this time of the year that maybe you see an increase in cases? And if so, what kind of case increases do you see in particular offenses go on the rise this time of the year?
Well, really where we see an increase is in warm weather patterns. More people getting out, taking advantage of socializing, but also leads often to consumption of alcoholic beverages or other illicit substances, operating motor vehicles. The police also like to go out and play in the warm weather, and so they're out there to catch them when they do things wrong. So we often see an increase in arrests during warm weather patterns.
And we can confirm that. We did have Police Chief Scott Shoemaker on yesterday, and he kind of agrees with what you're saying there. So we understand, and I get it. But again, it's just a reminder as we head into this time of the year. You know, I was doing the countdown yesterday. We are only, 30-some days away from the Indianapolis 500. And that, that weekend is Memorial Day weekend and the kickoff to summer. So I'm sure that's when things ramp up. So just your reminder there from your local prosecutor, folks, that if you are going to partake, don't get behind the wheel.
Correct. Because you put yourself at risk, you put others at risk. You can consume alcoholic beverages if you're of age, do so reasonably, but don't get behind the wheel of a car.
That seems pretty simple in our day and age. You know, I get around here, we don't have Uber, but we do have some taxis, and we have, you know, so take advantage of those things depending on where you are. For
designated
sure.
driver. I mean, that was preached to us, I know, when I was in school.
Right.
Still is.
Yep. So, I mean, it's not that. Yeah, I'll turn your phone down.
Sorry.
That wasn't mine.
That wasn't you. That was me.
No, it was her. Yeah,
I thought I had, actually.
I made sure I got mine, too.
Sorry. I apologize. Anyway, Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Sommer is our guest today. We see a lot of the same people, and I know we've talked about this before, on, I guess we would say, drug cases especially. What, if anything, can we change to try and detour some these repeat offenders? How can we try and, what do we need to do on our end to try and curb that a bit?
Well, for those who have an addiction problem, it's because of the addiction that they will continue that behavior, and it will put them back in our jail, having been arrested for a new offense of possession and before a judge. And the judges try to impose sentences that establish deterrent, but also get them to treatment for the addiction. It's a process. And so under the circumstances, yes, we do see some people again and again and again. But then again, I'm really only dealing with that in a very small percentage of the population. There's only a few people that I see often.
Do you think, I know we've talked about this a little bit, and I don't know if anything has changed. I know you've been keeping your eye on the legislation mm-hmm. and a lot of the talk that's been going on at the State House and also on the federal side of it, too, because that's going to affect you down the road.
Sure.
Have there been any changes in that? Because I know we talked about some of the leniency was going to change.
Well, I have not seen that out of this past session. That doesn't mean there won't be ongoing discussions. There wasn't a whole lot that changed out of this past session for criminal law, criminal procedure. There was a new crime for possession of xylazine, which xylazine actually has a legitimate use. It's an animal tranquilizer. But we're seeing abuse of xylazine now that's pushed in from the East and the West Coast. And they're getting kind of a flood of cases right now in Ohio. And it's injected. It exists in a clear liquid form, and that's usually how when vets have it, they'll have it that way. But it's also being produced in labs now illicitly, and in that form it's a white powder. Quite often when it's being abused and sold on the illicit market, it's mixed with fentanyl, and so it's become a source of overdoses. And so our legislature this past session did make it a Class A misdemeanor to possess, felony if you have a prior. There was also a proposal to address fentanyl test strips in the legislature. That did not pass, but right now there are some organizations that are actually distributing fentanyl test strips because they're finding that users need to test their substances to make sure that they don't have fentanyl in them to try to avoid overdose. And so they were trying to legalize that, but that bill didn't pass. So at this point, possession of these test strips for fentanyl could still be charged as a paraphernalia offense. Not my intent to do so. If the possession of the test strips is to avoid overdose, it would be my intent to charge it as a paraphernalia offense, a criminal offense, if the possession of the fentanyl strips is to make sure I'm getting good fentanyl to use. That's a very different type of possession. So it really hinges on the intent for me.
Wow.
I know a lot of information.
I know, and that's why I love having you here. I mean, it's a constant wealth of knowledge. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you, because the Frankfort Police Department recently had a case, and I know it's still an open case, so we can't discuss... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, super detailed, but counterfeit drugs.
Sure.
And seeing
That's been an ongoing problem now for a while. We've had people who are pressing pills, and so the pills look like they're a legitimate pill, but the people are making them out of illicit substances. And so that's been going on for a while now. And the problem with those pills is when they put fentanyl in the pills, then people aren't getting the hydrocodone or, you know, the painkiller that they're used to taking. They're getting something far more powerful, and it can lead to an overdose.
Yeah, I know statistically a lot of those counterfeit drugs are almost lethal doses of fentanyl is what they're finding in them.
Well, fentanyl as a substance, weight for weight compared to heroin, is 8 times more powerful than heroin.
Wow.
And so that's why it's a source of overdoses is, you know, people think they're using an illicit dose of heroin that they're used to using. Instead, it's 8 times more powerful than what they're used to using. And that's what then causes an overdose.
That's scary. You know, there are some communities that offer, you know, things like clean syringes and things like mm-hmm. that. Is that beneficial? I've always wondered what the statistics were on that, whether it turns out to be beneficial in some ways or not.
I know that there are such organizations, and I've encountered some of those syringes that have been distributed here in our community. Some of them have come from as far south as New Albany, Indiana, where there's a syringe program, and they've obtained them there and brought them back here. And so it's one of those things where I don't have access to any statistics that helps me to determine whether or not New Albany is benefiting from the syringe distribution program. I understand the premise that you don't want people spreading sexually transmitted diseases by using dirty needles. I get it. But under the circumstances, the idea of supporting illicit use of substances, which is also life-threatening to people, seems to me to be a bad idea. So I look at that in kind of a mixed way. We've also had distribution of Narcan and Narcan syringes out of other counties. So we've seen those turning up in our county as well. And ordinarily, Narcan is something that is administered nasal spray. But there is an organization that's distributing Narcan kits with a syringe for intravenous injection. And so I looked at that, and we wound up not pursuing a criminal case because of what the substance was that was accompanying the syringe and what it was intended for. But it's still something that's troubling to me, that some of these efforts, although well-intended, can wind up being misguided.
Is Narcan, when Narcan first came around, it was something that was definitely just used by our emergency personnel. Is it becoming more accessible to folks on the day? I feel like I read somewhere or saw somewhere, okay,
yes,
that you could, I don't want to say just get it about anywhere now.
Well, you can get it without prescription.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So you can get it without a prescription now.
You can get it without prescription, and so it's something that can be distributed for the purposes of overdose protection. And so because of the nature of the substance and what it's intended for, it is available. So that is something that isn't just limited to first responders at this point.
Again, our guest is Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Sommer. And do we have a call-in question over there? Can't hear you.
No, not yet.
Okay.
This is just something for later.
Okay, I thought it was a call-in question.
No.
Okay. So what else is on your agenda as we head into the summer months here? What is something that you would like the community to keep in mind and process as we head into the warmer months?
Well, as we're approaching election season, you had an NDOT spokesperson on here earlier, which caused me to consider some of the calls that I've been receiving the last couple of days from people whose political signs are missing. My signs are gone. Someone took my signs. So I would encourage anyone who feels like they have political signs missing to check with highway departments, including NDOT, because if signs have been posted in the right-of-way, those signs would have been removed and they're being held at a highway garage someplace. So it depends on what roadway, type of roadway they were posted on. If it was a state highway, check NDOT. If it was a county roadway, check with the highway garage here on the north side of Frankfort. And you may find your signs. They didn't walk away on their own. They may have been removed legitimately.
I hadn't even thought about that, actually.
They're being held for
You wouldn't know all the things that
ransom.
I deal with as a prosecutor, okay?
Yeah.
I believe that. Now, that I do believe.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah, they're being held for ransom or something.
I don't know. It has been windy, and so sometimes you can find them in a fence row. And then sometimes there are people who are, taking signs who shouldn't be taking signs because it's not their sign. It's somebody else's sign. And so you have some of that goes on, too.
Oh, that's got to make life really interesting.
Hey, it's my life, right?
Oh, we do have a caller. Kim is on the line, and Kim has a question for you.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My question, I have two, but one of them is, do you think Frankfort, Indiana is a sanctuary city? Because I do.
Okay. Well, it's not something that there's been some kind of designation that I'm aware of that's been passed to declare, come here, we will protect you from removal. I know that we have people who are removed by Immigration and Customs Enforcement personnel on a rather regular basis here in this community. And so Where that often happens is after the person has been arrested, Immigration Customs Enforcement officials come to the jail, they interview people, and if there are people who are subject to removal, they begin removal proceedings.
Oh, good.
So that doesn't sound like a sanctuary city to me, as I understand a sanctuary city.
I hope not. Because, well, not just Hispanics.
I understand. Well, a sanctuary city, in fact, as it exists in some other parts of the country, would be a city that doesn't allow federal authorities to come in and do that kind of removal. Mm-hmm. And so I know that it's happening here.
Yeah, but because all we hear from some of these politicians that, you know, they're going to come and move them all away. And, you know, these people are not going to go mindlessly or nonviolently, just, you know, going into a bus or wherever.
Sure.
So that's why I wish they would stop saying that. Because
no, but I do know that we do have a lot of people who have entered the country illegally that do make it here to Frankfort, Indiana.
Yeah.
I don't know that our experience is that different from any other community in the United States at this point.
I'm sure. That's and then the next question, also about a driving card. Do you have any update, or have you heard about it, that there was a Haitian interpreter there in Indianapolis who not only wanted a driving card for himself here in Indy, but he wanted one for his parents and relatives in Haiti? And I didn't think that was right. And have you heard of, they had a lawsuit, and I didn't hear anything about it.
Well, driving cards are something that there's an initiative to try and establish such a program in the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
That has not been enacted yet.
Oh, good.
There are some communities who have endorsed the idea of a driving card.
Uh-huh.
Frankfort has not done so yet, but I think that the city council is considering such a proposal. So under the circumstances, driving cards would be something that would be administered like a driver's license, but we want to call it a driving card because we don't want to call it a driver's license.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's kind of an odd distinction. The problem that we've set up is that we're using our driver's license program as if it was an immigration instrument.
Yeah.
Rather than using it as something that is just whether or not someone can drive a car.
Yeah.
And so I would prefer to see those two concepts be separated, that immigration be enforced as an immigration matter and driver's license be enforced as a driver's license matter. But that's me.
That sounds good.
Okay. All right.
That sounds good. And I just wanted to say that I've always said that. I've said here on Party Line, take a citizenship test if you want to be here. How difficult is that, right?
You'd be surprised how difficult we make it for people. I know people that have been in the country legally for 20 years and have tried to get citizenship.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's on the federal level. That's another thing that's got to be looked at.
Yeah, that is true. Well, thank you guys for your time, and Tony, and everybody have a nice weekend. Yeah.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, Kim. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it needs to be separated. And, I mean, granted, yes, we do have people here that have come across in the wrong way. Doesn't mean that they're bad people.
And I think we had a poll up on Clinton County, Carroll County, and Boone County DailyNews.com where you could weigh in on what Kim was asking about. So go to that website, any of those, and check it out and weigh in there. And, you know, we can throw your comments into the mix that way as well. You know, it's funny you brought up the election signs as something I would never even thought of. What are some of the other unique things that people like us just don't think about that you do? I would never have thought about the signs. I mean, so what are some of the other unique things that probably we just don't think about that you have to deal with on a regular basis?
Well, on a regular basis, we have to deal with issues related to protective orders. Prosecutors don't have any direct role in filing for no contact orders or protection orders, except in criminal cases that we file. But our Victims Assistance Office often assists people in filing for no contact orders. And then no contact orders often exist between people or even groups of people where there's ongoing conflict, disputes, and strife. And so we wind up finding ourselves, they try to use us against one another, and we wind up kind of being referees in a lot of disputes and things where there are differences of opinion between people here in the community. And so it's the kind of thing where that takes a lot of our time. There's a lot of, you know, ongoing contact and communication. related to issues like that. Prosecutors are responsible for child support. I have a lot of time that gets spent dealing with calls and issues over child support collection matters. We spent a lot of time dealing with cases where we actually got convictions and the person received a sentence, but then in the aftermath of that sentence, they're fighting the sentence, they want the sentence modified, they want an expungement, they want to restore their firearms rights. We deal with a lot of aftermath issues. So we aren't just constantly trying cases to convict people. We're dealing with a lot of other issues than just that on a daily basis.
You know, my mother, in her age, bless her heart, was one that was scammed on a computer scam. And, mm-hmm. and we were told at the time it's nearly impossible to figure out. You know, the farthest that we could trace it back is was somebody out in California somewhere.
Okay.
It really is difficult to track those, let alone get some kind of prosecution on those.
Well, I think that we're getting better at being able to track back where the contact came from. But what we're finding anymore is that so much of it is actually coming from overseas. And so when the criminal is in another country, it is
sure
impossible for us to reach that person and prosecute that person.
So, and I always ask people, from your standpoint, what can you tell folks about how to keep themselves safe? And because that is just such a concern. I mean, she was so innocently drug in, and she always wants to think the best of people. And not everybody's on the best of terms out there.
No, well, they're not. And so one of those solicitations you receive by email, by text, or by a phone call that says, oh, I just need your assistance in getting this $1 million cleared through my account, if you'll just give me your bank account information. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It sounds simple.
It does sound simple, but it I don't know. Sometimes when the offer of getting some benefit out of a transaction comes in front of some people, they find it hard to resist. They want to believe that they can get that $1,000 or more, whatever is being offered in the transaction. And it's just, you don't get money for nothing. And all that the person is doing is trying to get your bank information so they can drain your account. So just keep that in the back of your mind. And I can't tell you how many times we get calls on people who have been taken advantage of, and it is difficult. We always refer it out for an investigation, but it is difficult to actually get to a point where we could prosecute anybody for it. And they wind up having to work with the bank or the credit card company, wherever their finances were attacked, and they have to work with those entities in order to try to get some relief from what happened.
Sure. And sadly, a lot of those folks are living on a very limited budget, and it just breaks my heart. Again, Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Sommer is our guest today. We have a caller on the line.
Yeah.
All right. Would you have a question?
Our favorite guy, Carl.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
Hello, everybody. Well, being 73, I'm great.
Well, good.
I am great. Mr. Summers, I want to know, when I drive up there at Arnie's and get me a pizza, I notice there's a couple of police cars outside your office sometimes. And one of them had a dog in it. Well, what do you got police officers up there at the prosecutor's office for?
Well, I don't have police officers in the prosecutor's office. I have them visiting my office. I have them visiting the courts. I have them there for court hearings to testify at matters. You also have court security officers that have police-looking vehicles. You also have community corrections officers, and they have a canine now. So there are always a lot of police-looking vehicles in downtown Frankfort because of all that activity.
Wow. Wow. Man, that costs taxpayers a lot of money, don't it?
Well, vehicles cost money. Canines cost money. Trained personnel cost money. And so,
are we accomplishing anything by it?
Well,
I mean, it doesn't seem like the drug problem, all the money you're throwing at the drug problem, they've accomplished anything.
Well, what I see is the more police officers we hire, the more arrests come into my office. So there are apparently more people to arrest out there than we have police officers to cover.
So you think we are accomplishing something?
Well, they work. They do what they're being paid for. I know that.
Yeah. I just can't see it. I was just curious. I mean, as a taxpayer, I just can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't do anything to people that sell drugs or smoke drugs or drugs.
I see people that are being arrested for all of those things all the time. Selling, using, possessing.
And 2 months later, they're out walking the street.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. You know, everybody.
So what did I accomplish as a taxpayer?
Everybody who's pending on charges hasn't been convicted yet, and so during that period of time, they can be released on bond until their case is taken care of.
Yeah. They make it so easy anymore. So easy. Yeah. Hey, God bless all of you, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Carl. Thank you, Carl. God bless you.
Yeah. It does appear that everybody does have rights, and that the court system is always cognizant of the rights people have.
And they're only bound by the laws that are already on the books. I mean,
right.
So that is a problem.
I'm just saying.
You can only do what you can do. That's right. If the law says one thing, you cannot extend the law.
Bonds are set by judges, and so that comment about, you know, everybody's out, they're back out on the streets in 2 months. Well, sometimes they're back out on the street the next day. And I know that, and it's because a judge has made a decision about admitting them to bond while their case is pending. So judges set bonds. Prosecutors only have an opportunity to make a recommendation, but the judge makes the decision. And I don't envy judges for the decisions they have to make. They're difficult. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with all of that.
Yeah, I know that's one of those things that we talked about early on was whether or not you would ever consider moving out of your position and going upward. And you said, nope, you like pretty well where you're at.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, talking about it being upward, prosecutors and judges make exactly the same pay. We have different jobs. And I don't feel very judicious. I'll just put it that way. I've always been able to be on one side of that. And I like the side I'm on. Like the role that I'm obligated to play in the system. A judge position, it wouldn't be limited to just criminal law, for one. It would be civil stuff. You'd have all the small claims matters and the bill collection matters and the family law cases. And I find those about as interesting as watching paint dry.
Well, we're glad you're where you're at, I mean, honestly, for sure. But okay, I'm going to throw this one at you, and yeah, we always
go a
little.
I know we're getting close on time.
We always go over a little bit with Tony, but 4-day work week. What's your thoughts?
Oh, well, here in Clinton County, when I first started in the courthouse was open 4.5 days a week. We were closed a half day, and it wound up being actually good time for employees in the courthouse to use to do things like dentists, eye appointment, doctor's appointments, you know, getting some shopping done in the middle of the week. And so what I find now is that I have employees that have to take, because we don't have that half day anymore.
Mm-hmm. Thursday afternoons were the day that the banks were closed and the courthouse closed.
Yeah. So now I find that I have employees who have to take time away. And they're using leave time. It's approved. It's all scheduled to do those things that they used to do on a Thursday afternoon. And so do I think that a 4-day work week would actually harm productivity in any way? I actually don't. I don't think it would. So I think there's always ways to accommodate a new calendar, a new schedule. And I've always granted my own employees flexibility in terms of the hours of work that they put in. To me, as long as the job is getting done, it doesn't matter when you put the time in.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Sommer has been our guest today. We appreciate you coming in and taking the time. It's always informative to have you along. And I want to pass along, we did get a message from someone today, from Purdue Extension, actually, that they're having some work done in front of their office. And due to heavy machinery being used, they're asking that you avoid the front entrance and come in the back door. And again, that's at Purdue Extension. So just a reminder of that as well today.
Yeah, I also want to pass along something that somebody near and dear to your heart let us know that Monday is your birthday.
Well, okay.
Oh, we'd sing, but you really don't want that. So no, happy birthday early.
Well, thank you.
So we want to make sure we get that mentioned on the air.
All that we're mentioning on the air is that I'm getting older. That's all.
We all are.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't we all? Okay. But well, we do have one birthday song in the system, and I will play that
there
as
you
we
go.
Close
play
out
me out
the
on
show.
A birthday
play
song.
Play out on a birthday song.
Not one that we would normally play on WILO, but we're going to play a little carry. Katy Perry and birthdays. So.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
A favorite of his to boot.
Thank you, Tony, for coming in. We appreciate it. And we're going to wrap this up. Everybody have a great weekend. It's going to be a dry one, a little colder, but it is going to be dry. And, yeah, we may see rain again on Monday evening. So get out there, enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you on Monday with a new Party Line right here on WILO.